starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Oh, hi, sweetie.
Hi, Mom.
Where's Porky?
We forgot he had to buy some shoes.
Oh. Speaking of shoes, you could certainly stand a new pair of sneakers. If you'd walk instead of running, you probably wouldn't wear them out so fast.
At least I can run.
Well, that sounds like a non sequitur.
A what?
A non sequitur. It's Latin. It means something that, oh, that doesn't make sense. Something that isn't a part of the conversation.
Well, this makes sense. I was thinking about Jim Corey.
Oh?
He doesn't ever have to worry about wearing out his shoes.
I hear his father got a job at the mill.
But that's just temporary. He really wants to farm. They had a farm once. Jim said the corn was 10 feet high. They had over 100 pigs.
Have you met his father and mother?
His mother's sick now.
Oh, that's too bad. What is it?
I don't know, but Jim had to go home and take care of her.
You know what would be a good idea? I've been meaning to pay the Coreys a visit ever since they arrived. Suppose after supper, you and I drive down there and you can introduce me. We'll bring Mrs. Corey some fresh eggs. All right?
That'll be nice.
I hope you're remembering to stay out of the woods until after the deer season.
I am.
Better beat it.
There's a station wagon in there. We'd better pull over and walk the rest of the way.
All right. Don't forget the eggs, Jeff.
This is my mother.
I'm pleased to meet you, ma'am.
I should have paid you a visit before now. But you know how it is on a farm. Something always comes up.
Sure.
We brought some fresh eggs for Mrs. Corey. Jim says she wasn't feeling well.
Well, thanks. That's mighty thoughtful.
Is there anything I can do to help, Mr. Corey? I'm not a nurse, but I...
No. She's asleep now. She'll be all right. I'll tell her you brought these.
Pop, how much the man pay for...
Jim, there's people here. You'll wake your ma.
Oh. Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
It's time for bed, don't you think?
No, Dad, it's early.
Well, get started anyway. Kids never seem to want to go to sleep.
Jeff's the same way. They all are. Boundless energy. Mr. Corey, I want you to feel that we're neighbors. If there's anything at all we can do to help make things easier for you, well, please don't hesitate to call on us.
Thanks.
This is a very friendly community, and we want you to feel welcome. We all know how hard it is to settle in a new place, particularly with illness in the family. So if there's anything we can do to help, even to the extent of temporary financial help...
We don't need charity, Mrs. Miller.
Oh, Mr. Corey, it wouldn't be charity. I was thinking about a loan. The church has a fund.
We're getting along fine, thanks, just the same.
It's perfectly all right. We just want you to know that we'd like to be good neighbors. Jeff, you have some homework, haven't you? Well, we'd better get along then. Good night, Mr. Corey. It's been nice meeting you. I hope Mrs. Corey feels better.
Thanks for the eggs.
You're very welcome. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Corey.
Good night, son.
Wish there was something we could do about the Coreys.
Look, Don't try to force charity on somebody that doesn't want it. If the man's got pride, let him hang on to it.
Oh, it isn't charity, and it has nothing to do with pride. We all need help at one time or another. You have a fund in the Grange for farmers when they get into trouble, haven't you?
Well, that's different. Farming is a man's business. You women of the church shouldn't be meddling in a man's private life.
You know, sometimes I think you belong back in the Dark Ages.
And just what is that supposed to mean?
Ever since man became civilized, he's banded together for the common good.
What's that got to do with the price of eggs?
Well, it has to do with the price of everything. Eggs, food, clothes, even the tobacco you smoke in your pipe. The pioneer days are over. The world's a lot smaller, and we all have to depend upon one another.
I still don't know what you're driving at.
I'm trying to tell you that you cannot turn your back on your neighbor's troubles because his troubles may very well affect you.
Mom!
Oh, honey, it's getting pretty late. Haven't you finished?
I've just got one more problem to do, but I don't understand it. In long division, when you have to divide a number by a... Gosh, that was pretty close.
Oh, Jeff, be careful.
Not only do they have to poach on posted land, they're now they're shooting at night.
You see anything?
I thought I saw a light. There it is.
Jack lighters.
What?
Get a lantern. Pusillanimous polecats.
What are jack lighters, Gramps?
They get a deer between the lights of the car, shine a spot on it, and freeze it like it's paralyzed. Then they shoot it. They're going. Let's get a look-see, huh? Bring the light close. Yep, they got one.
Isn't it against the law to shoot deer at night?
Laws don't mean much to some people.
Well, why do they do it, Gramps? I thought deer hunting was supposed to be a sport. Can't be much fun shooting deer when they're paralyzed.
Well, jacklighters ain't sporting hunters. They kill for meat. Like those duck market gunners that you've caught. They sell the deer. Well, let's get back. Gotta phone Clay. Hello, Jenny. George Miller. Ring Clay Horton for me, will you?
Gramps, what'll happen to him if Clay catches him?
Well, a good stiff fine and 30 days in jail. Hello, Clay. George Miller. Oh, fine. Well, come to think of it, I ain't so fine. As a matter of fact, I'm all riled up.
Well, what's the trouble, Mr. Miller?
Well, there's some jacklighters up here after deer. As a matter of fact, they got one out in the road in front of the house.
Did you see them?
No, we heard the shot. And Jeff and me saw the light from the yard. They pulled away before we could get to the road. But there was deer hair and blood, so they must have got one all right.
And what kind of car were they driving?
Well, I didn't get to see it. It sounded like a light truck. A half-ton panel or a pickup. I doubt if it was local people. Probably some of them city fellas shooting on posted land.
Probably. The chances are you've scared them off for now. I'll get some of the boys. We'll cruise around tomorrow night.
All right, Clay. You know, there's only one thing lower than a polecat. That's the man who'd jacklight a deer.
Jim! Jim! You better get dressed. It's getting late.
What time is it?
Time for school. I waited for you at the fork. And when you didn't come, I thought something was wrong. Or maybe your dad took you.
No, he leaves early for the mill. I didn't get much sleep last night.
Why? What were you doing? Father, wasn't it?
What are you talking about?
Last night on the road, you were Jack Lighting Deer.
No, we weren't, Jeff.
Look, Jim, I'm your friend. That means we gotta be honest with each other.
It's all on account of my leg. Pop thinks it was his fault, but it wasn't. I ran from the tractor. It cost a lot of money in the hospital. That's why we lost the farm.
Does it hurt much? Your leg, I mean.
Does it never stops hurting, really?
But can't they do something?
More operations. Only it's expensive. That's why Pa's been Jack Lighting and selling the deer. I didn't want him to. You won't tell on him, will you, Jeff? You gotta keep it a secret. Not for me, but for Pa.
It's against the law, Jim.
Please, please promise me.
Maybe I can figure something out.
Just don't tell on Pop. Please, Jeff.
Mighty fine pizza pie, Ellen.
My deepest thanks, sir. Well, don't you like the pie, Jeff? Jeff?
Huh?
You, where were you just then?
Well, I was thinking about something.
Like a hen lays a speckled egg, maybe?
Nothing like that.
Well, can we help, you think?
Well, suppose someone you know, a friend, say, is doing something wrong, and you know about it. Well, should you tell anybody, or... This is just a question, understand?
Oh, yes, yes, I understand. It's quite a question. I guess it depends upon the circumstances, dear. Right and wrong are often complicated things.
You mean finding out which is which?
Something like that.
Then how do you know what's right?
By searching your own heart, mostly. Ready for bed, dear?
Uh-huh. Good night.
Good night, sweetheart. That gun again. Well, whoever it is won't be shooting out there after tonight.
What do you mean?
Clay rounded up some deputies. They're out on the road now looking for him. They'll find him. Have a good night's rest, darling. Good night.
Come on, Leslie.
Get ready. Jim. Jim, wake up. She'll be all right. Just nicked her.
Clay Horton, the constable. He's out looking for you with a lot of deputies. I was coming to warn you, and you shot Lassie.
You've been talking, Jim.
No, he guessed. And I told him the truth because he's my friend. Now he won't be my friend anymore. And we'll have to move away again. I wish I could die.
But you know why I've been doing it, Jim.
I didn't ask you to. I don't care about my leg if I can't have a friend. I don't care about anything.
We better take the dog home. She ain't hurt bad. She ought to have that wound dressed.
What were you doing in the woods, Jeff?
All right if I come in?
Oh, of course, Clay.
That's our lamp.
You're right, son.
Pop uses it to fix the truck at night.
Is that what you use it for, Mr. Corey?
I guess so.
And what about this? Use this for shooting dogs? I thought I saw you in Corey's truck just now, Jeff. What were you doing, looking for the jack ladders? You see any sign of them?
Well, I guess I was...
It's no good, son. I ain't gonna let you lie for me the way I've been making Jim do. I guess I forgot what a friend means to a boy. Or to anyone else. The doctor told me Jim had to have an operation. Real soon or it'd be too late. I needed money in a hurry.
Well, if you'd let us, we'd like to help all we can.
I'd be proud to accept any help you still want to give. I've learned that much anyway.
Jim says his pop really likes his new job at the dairy. He's got most of the fine paid off already.
Curse gave him the loan for the operation?
Mm-hmm. Jim goes into the hospital next week. Mr. Corey wants to rent that old Van Meter farm as soon as he's able.
That run-down old place was nothing but a lot of hard work. Sometimes I think the Lord made sensible human beings first, and then he made farmers.
Yes, Dad, I think you're right.
Hmm? Mom, can Jim have one of Lassie's pops?
What?
Don't tell me Lassie's getting ready to have another family.
Oh, no. I mean, if she does, can Jim have one when she does?
Oh, well, now, that's a question that only a future mother-to-be can answer. You'll have to ask Lassie.
How about it, girl? Is it all right with you?